And we started from the back and went forward. We took the names off the teams. We took the districts and the regions off the teams. And we had three teams there. And it was Mineral, Eastern Florida, and Daytona. And we just put them side by side, no names attached, and looked just at numbers. We looked at our criteria. We looked at our past 5 years of history. And we discussed at length each one of those, and we just compared the numbers to each other. Once we got to that, the wins versus ranked teams, Daytona was 8-2, Mineral 6-2, and then Eastern was the 5-5. Last 10 games was, that was pretty much a draw. The D1 wins, which we really emphasize this year, that was 23.8, which in the past years that has been about the same the last 5 years. So, once we broke all the numbers down, the games against D2 and D3, 6-1 with Mineral, 1-0 Daytona, 4-0 Eastern Florida, and then the JV preps there, did go to Mineral, but we felt like the overall body of work, from a scheduling standpoint, from key wins, just fell to Daytona. And again, that was strictly by the numbers. No one knew who they were looking at. And once we looked at it, the committee was unanimous in picking that team. Mineral is obviously a very good team. As far as Moberly, we took the obviously the head-to-head was 2-2. They did beat them at Mineral. The ranked wins, the average was 8.15 ranked wins, which Daytona hit that with the other seven. The low D1 wins by any of the at-larges was 21, which they obviously met. So just going by the numbers, that's how we came to that conclusion.